So our air is full of these toxic pollutants. For instance, gasoline, when it burns, it releases sulfur acid, it releases benzene, it releases up tons of pollutants that are floating and we're inhaling every day. So that's why at Revo Zero, we're aiming for zero emissions. Let's just stop trying to cut 1% here and 5% there and 3% there. Let's just cut 100% because we have the technology to do it. We can combine hydrogen technology, which is clean, zero emissions with batteries in order to create a vehicle, a car that can give you a long range and quick refueling. Hydrogen is everywhere. Hydrogen is in trees. Hydrogen is in rocks. Hydrogen is everywhere. But the place you find the biggest amount of hydrogen is in water.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands which are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us Ruben Krias, CEO of Revo Zero, a revolution towards zero emission. Welcome, Ruben.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
The history of the automotive industry and the engine developments that have taken place over time is really fascinating. If you think about it, in 1914, at the brink of the First World War, Bentley and Daimler were making cutting-edge engines.
Yeah. Transportation, as many of industries, it's something that starts with a basic human necessity of moving, and it keeps evolving, you know, and companies develop the first vehicles. I remember my grandfather telling me about the first time he saw a car a long time ago, you know, and see where we are now. But sure, combustion engines were a great idea, but electric vehicles are not that new, though. In fact, there were electric vehicles back in the 20s. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have the technology by then to really power them as needed to do long trips, you know. So that's where we defaulted to combustion engines. But today we have the solutions for all that.
Back in history, they used the engines which were made for the automotive industry to make engines for the fighter planes during the World War I.
Yeah, well, in fact, airplanes and cars are very similar in a certain point. You could technically install a combustion engine in an airplane and make it fly. Instead of a tire, you put a propeller. But it's the same type of animal, you know? Mm-hmm. The problem is you need torque, you need horsepower, you need power. How do you get that power? That is what makes the difference between zero emissions or non-zero emissions, you know? I don't know if you've done your research, but one of the things that you probably found is that I'm a pilot myself. I fly airplanes too. Sustainable technology in aviation would be a great thing. And that's one of the areas that we are also developing solutions. We're, in fact, hopefully very soon making a big announcement about a solution for the aviation industry as well. There's no need to not go zero emissions. I mean, we can go zero emissions and we have the power enough and the technology and the times and the recharging times to make it practical. That's my big thing always. Solutions have to be practical. We are human beings, and it's going to be very hard for us to change our habits just because it makes sense. It's got to make sense and be practical and be economical at the same time. That's what we're aiming as a company, you know.
I want to talk a little bit about the history of how the engine used to work. What revolutionized in the 1900s? What was the biggest invention?
There has been several interactions of engines. For instance, one of the biggest revolutions of engines that they thought it would be a great revolution is the rotary engine. Mm-hmm. Don't want to get too technical, but most engines have pistons, crankshafts, and all these different things. But at the end of the day, inside of every piston, you always have an explosion happening. And the explosion that happens in those pistons, in those chambers, is some fuel that burns and explodes due to the pressure that it contains. And in fact, the gasoline engines, I mean, they all, I don't know if you know the chemical composition of gasoline, but gasoline is basically carbon and hydrogen. The carbon is what does the burning, but the hydrogen is what gives the power to the engine. Mm-hmm. And any gasoline car could be considered somehow a hydrogen plus carbon car, right? So we're using hydrogen already, we just don't know it, but we're using it in a dirty way.
Right.
So yes, there's been different interactions like the Bentley engines or the rotary engines that came later, but it's the same technology. Look at any engine from 100 years ago to today's engines, and they have the same parts. It's a combustion chamber that something explodes, that moves something, and that creates a power under rotation. So basically, a normal traditional engine uses that explosion to create torque, to move a tire. How a car works is by moving a tire. If the tire moves forward, the car goes forward. And that movement happens until a few years ago with an explosion of gasoline, you know. That has not changed much over the last 100 years. They get better, they make less noise, but still the same principle. But with fuel cell hydrogen technology, we're going to a different universe.
When they talk about V8, V6, is it the number of chambers in the...
That's the number of chambers and the position of those chambers, if they are in a V-shape or in a line shape or in parallel. But at the end of the day, VDA doesn't really matter much, the position. People talk about the efficiency. Oh, our combustion engine is more efficient. Yeah, but I always say the same thing. You know, if you are going to drink 4 bottles of wine, or 3 bottles of wine, you might end up being drunk anyway, right? So it doesn't really matter if you make a little bit of an improvement in a certain technology. It matters over the big scheme of things. Yeah, you multiply that by millions and trillions and you save a little bit, but the problem is still there. So that's why at RevoZero, we're aiming for zero emissions. Let's just stop trying to cut 1% here and 5% there and 3% there. Let's just go to 100% because we have the technology to do it. Mm-hmm. So why not to use it? Why not get rid of all these complexity? Plus, if you look at one of those cars and engines that you're talking, you have not all the gasolines, but you need oil. That oil also drips on the floor. Probably you've seen many cars that have oil dripping on the floor, and you probably have seen the smell of it. And because CO2 is a big thing. But don't get only caught with that. Honestly, the Earth has a way in over years and years to deal with the CO2 issue. The problem in reality with these combustion cars is our own lifestyle and the air we breathe. Mm-hmm. No one in their mind would be breathing the fumes of